You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The goal of Rockefeller has been since 1940 in room 5600 at Rockefeller Center. The guy that took care of all their business, he set them on a pathway to go after melanin. They've known for that long. So what is glyphosate functionally? It's a melanin competitive inhibitor. So what does that mean? It means that you can control lots of different things. What's the number one thing that they're interested in controlling? The nuclear magnetic moment of hydrogen.
Four, five, 6 months ago, whatever it was, that my good Navy SEAL buddy, Sean Johnson, introduced me to you guys. I knew Jesse first, really knew what he was talking about. We went for long hikes and worked out. And I was like, this guy, everything he's saying, I know that's accurate. Almost no one knows that. That secret stuff. Wait, I didn't know about your work. I looked you up. You're like tens of millions of views everywhere, you know, kicking ass. And you said, well, you got to meet Matt Hazen, the founder of Masterpiece. And you know, this guy's just doing such a great job. And I met your crew. You've come and worked out. We've hung out. Just amazing. So I wanted to drag you in here while you were here. You were going to leave last night, but you stayed over because we ran out of time here. Stay. Great to have you. Tell us about yourself, Matthew, and what this journey's been like and how you, from Missouri, I think it's where you're from, got in the middle of this craziness.
My name is Matthew Hazen. Thanks, Alex. Founder for Masterpiece. Really set out on a journey of really needing to know our world was in a lot of trouble. The health, my health was suffering, and the toxins had a lot to do with it. So I started on the journey that ended up coming up with this amazing formula and bringing in really the greatest formulator of our time, Dr. Robert Young, and got started with it. So,
well, it really is a special zeal. We've got one, you know, that's great at thealexjones.com, but I'm just great work you're doing, helping so many people getting the word out. I just want people to know I've taken yours. Maybe we'll work with Bigly into a private label with you guys, but regardless, people should get it. In fact, you created a special URL just for our listeners. We can put on screen, which is getmasterpiece.com, where they get 10% off when they go there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So go to getmasterpiece.com, yeah.
I appreciate you doing that. So how did you meet this guy? Because, I mean, seriously, we went on like some long hikes and hung out. I'm really impressed with Jesse.
Yeah, I guess I'd need to give a little bit of backdrop for it. You know, we had completed the first and only study on testing graphene oxide levels in human beings, published that study, immediately started facing enormous attacks. And that was about 2023. Over the course of 2 years, we did blood, urine studies, testing metals, testing microplastics, toxins, and so forth.
So you saw the COVID stuff and you started investigating it.
Absolutely. The final formulator for Masterpiece in 2022 took 1,200 vials of COVID vials from all four major COVID vaccine manufacturers, four separate batches, and used a direct energy X-ray spectroscopy, which is the way to actually see what things are. And seen in all of them, the mRNA, the delivery system, all had graphene oxide and silicon-based materials, semiconductive materials in them.
Which is all confirmed now.
Absolutely. And if you can put it in the vaccines, you can put it in the air, you can put it in the food and all that.
And how does it self-replicate, Jesse? Because a small amount goes in, but it starts growing and takes over. What is that?
Well, that's all computer language. That's all they're programmed. They're programmed to self-assemble, self-replicate.
Using your body's own.
Yeah, the piezoelectric effect. It doesn't really need much power. Yeah.
Can you keep telling us about that?
Yeah. So, well, it's just that. The piezoelectric effect is the human body naturally conducts energy. And so they've mastered the ability to integrate these systems so that they don't have to worry about powering them. In fact,
so they're basically just putting plugs in us.
Yeah. So in fact, the big scheme of things, every walking living organism on this planet will be generating energy at some point.
That's Did you know there's patents to use our own body heat to power it, like out of the Matrix?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. A process called Teslaphoresis. So when you're in a nanolab, I've spent a lot of time in two different nanolabs, basically LED lights, look what they brought out in the COVID pandemic, LED lights everywhere, and 5G plus waves. The combination of them, you can actually take any type of electronic circuitry system, reduce it down to a nano size so that it gets inside of the people, and then through the combination of LED lights and 5G plus waves, you see it Teslaphoresis. And this is well documented.
Explain what a Teslaphoresis is.
Teslaphoresis is when you have the synergistic effect of LED lights and 5G plus electromagnetic waves causes magnetic components to start self-assembling, nano-assembling.
And that's why Obama passed a law so that in Europe to make LED replace everything.
Absolutely.
By the way, Trump reversed that. But I remember reading an article in like MIT 20 years ago, and I got attacked for it, where they said, we're testing it out in Minnesota in a police station, but we're putting LED lights in that communicate with the computers so we can surveil and keep the office safe and the NSA is a partner, and we're putting it in public schools in Texas. Now, since then, they've admitted lights can do this, but I reported, they would just say I was crazy even though I had a news article. But they would do it little local things like a test. What is that?
Well, what you're talking about is just another way of mind control. They've discovered that through these light frequencies, they can manipulate the human brain. Dr. Cruz also...
For example, just blue light or the sun, it keeps you awake.
The blue light, yes, the blue light specifically. And then another transitional change is when we went from the traditional RF transmission, UHF transmissions in TVs to now digital. That's why everything's gone digital, because it's another means of the grid that they're creating.
And let's be clear, before that, you watch TV, you listen to radio. Now it's all two-way, it's watching you.
Correct. Absolutely.
And what's crazy, I've had top neuroscientists explain this on the show. I know everybody's going to hear this. Well, of course, that's obvious, but we're the more advanced computers. So these computers we make, we think, oh, how do they interface with us? It's just a cheap copy of us. We're electrochemical. We are computers.
Yes, we are basically biological computers. But now, through this transhumanism agenda, they are trying to make us cyborgs. You know, as crazy as that sound, that is the agenda.
Oh, Lovelock and all the top scientists, NBC News said by 2047, no more humans left, only cyborgs.
Correct.
Yeah. And we're talking about the keystone part of their endgame, Agenda 2030, getting this semiconductive material into the body. It assembles, attaches to the W band, also can be used with Neuralink to fry people. We've seen what.
And that's the Bill Gates patent.
Absolutely. And we see what it does when it's turned up all the way. We've seen what happened to people in Wuhan when they just start shaking out and die immediately. And fall down. Now, if it's barely turned up, then they can just annoy you with it. You might not even know it's on. And so everybody that Jesse's scanning since 2021, tell me if I speak out of turn, has been showing this semiconductive material.
Go back, because we're moving quick. We had top scientists, it was confirmed, Wuhan wasn't really a virus. China, that's more advanced because they're more totalitarian, was testing mind control.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. They were beta testing their system, fine-tuning it, getting ready for the final deployment, which is here.
They were testing their weapon for us on their own people.
Absolutely. Don't they always do that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why the social credit score, the AI system, the 6G that China's institutionalized throughout the country... you obey, otherwise you get resources taken away, and AI controls that. It is the algorithm that AI will dictate upon you. And so you have to ask yourself, is that the type of environment in society that we want globally? Because it's coming.
You can pull up the Revelation quotes. In fact, they printed it for me Monday, and I forgot to cover it. But anybody can just type in Revelation, and it's also in the Old Testament too, but you have the beast that worships the Antichrist, and it's a statue, this is ancient, having a vision, that comes alive and speaks arrogantly, and it's seen by everyone in the world at the same time. How do they know that? And you must do what it says, and it oversees you, or you die. Not just you don't buy and sell, you die. This is the AI.
Absolutely.
And the truth is, it's not just going to cut your food off. You've been implanted. It's going to kill you.
Yes, and Dr. Cruz disclosed that this digital ID system is part of the mechanism. They're going to have to keep those who, outside of these green zones, and those who they would consider poisonous. They don't want you to infect the green zone.
By the way, you're going to get Cruz on from El Salvador. He tweeted yesterday he was watching.
Correct, yes.
Well, please get him set up and come on remote when he's on, please.
Yeah, we'll get that set up.
I knew who he was. He's very prestigious. He's saying the pole shift's happening, which it is. So here's an argument for the globals, which I'm not arguing. If they know this is coming in the next 30 or 40 years, and their goal is by 2047, no more humans, are they trying to make us silicon to save us from this? I don't think that's the case, but...
Well, you don't need 9 billion people on the planet by then, right? And you're going to have to protect those safe areas. And so you have to have a modality to track every living organism on the planet so they don't radiate the green zones. So this is going to be a global triage. You know, as a firefighter paramedic...
Wait, slow down. For those who don't understand what a pole shift does, explain.
So what is happening? It's not necessarily the pole shift. It's the magnetic
field fails.
And so there's...
But there is a movement in the magnetic field, too. They're saying a shift could... It's definitely moving fast.
Yeah.
So how do the two tie together, then?
42.3 kilometers per year. So over 120 miles per year deviation going from west to east. So they predict that at some point the North Pole will be over Russia. But the problem is you're also getting a decrease in our force field. So that magnetic field is becoming Swiss cheese.
And people don't know, I'm not an astrophysicist, but I do know about it. Overhead shot. So here's the Earth. Okay. That's South America and America, and you got Europe and you got Africa and all that. The magnetic fields come out like this.
Yes.
And that's why you have that's why you see the northern lights, because the space energy can get in at those. But this is getting weaker.
It's getting weaker, and it's depleting. And so what happens is now you have radiation coming in. And so those, they're going to be, Dr. Cruz explained.
And people don't know, this is all on record. People that even 50 years ago lived in the North Pole get cancer way worse because there's not, the fields aren't as strong.
Correct. Cancers, brain damage.
Because the radiation bounces off of it, and not just solar.
Correct. And so now your food systems, your entire ecosystem is now radiated. So people will eventually be eating this food system, and you're going to cook from the inside out. And so you have to have a mechanism.
And that's why they say soon crops won't grow. They want us to eat bugs. Everything's indoor.
Yeah. So this is the analogy. Being radiated as a human, and those who are in the green zones who are not radiated, this is why they need to track you. Because they don't want you to infiltrate those green.
Are there maps of the zones that are going to be fried?
Dr. Cruz told us some of the safe areas. And I think I disclosed yesterday, most of
Seattle.
America is going to be radiated. Canada, he says, doesn't have
a lot of the elites I know are moving to Patagonia, South America. Why is that?
And because you're going to have more magnetic protection in those regions. That's the exact reason.
I mean, I've talked to I've had the meetings with them, folks. Multiple well-known people, they were telling me years ago, so are you planning to Patagonia? We're looking at that. And I'm like, well, you know.
Yeah. And that's why Dr. Cruz is where he's at. Because
El Salvador.
Correct. Yeah. But, you know.
So Central and South America are better off?
Some of it. There are some areas that are not going to be protected.
So is it mainly the eastern or the western coast or the Pacific or the Caribbean?
Well, all I can say is what he shared with us is that we know that El Salvador is a safe spot. We know that areas down that way on the Pacific are going to be safe spots. He says Seattle is going to be one of the only few safe spots here in the United States. And I find that fascinating that that's all Bill Gates territory. But he said all of Canada is going to get fried. So you're going to have to, you know, if everyone converges on these areas that are safe.
Well, by the way, we have 2,000 acres left from like 10,000 acre family ranch East Texas. We literally bought from the Mexicans. We have the old Mexican land grant, 1825 or whatever. I was a little kid, I'm only 52, and it looked like the Shire. Giant, beautiful oak trees, you know, the smaller ones, 5-6 feet around. I mean, it looked like I would see when Lord of the Rings came out, I go, oh, that looks like the ranch. They're all dead. All the other trees are all dying. You drive all over Texas, the trees are just dying everywhere, all the old growth. And people tell me, and they say, no, it's the sun. It's the atmosphere. It's the aluminum dioxide.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily the sun. It's the
magnetic field
protection in the magnetic
field. That's what I
meant. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I used to drive spring or summer or fall, even an hour, or to East Texas. I had to stop two or three times and clean the dead bugs off. I drive to Texas now, two dead bugs.
Yeah. Right. No.
Total insect die-off. I mean, I don't need to be a scientist. Where are the insects?
Correct. And that's what happened to Mars. So you're going to see a lot of the areas on Earth turn to atmospheres like Mars. And it's going to be desolate. There's not going to be no life, no...
Notice in the new Blade Runner, there's almost no atmosphere. They got to grow crops inside. They eat bugs, and everything's dead.
Correct. So you're either going to...
And they talk about in that a big event happening.
Yeah, so you're either going to have to be in a spacesuit if you're pure and not radiated in order to survive, or go underground. And that's why all the elites are building these bunkers like we talked about.
When you say radiated, there's all these Israelis on TV saying we want a neutron bomb, including government officials, Iran. Now, that's a fast radiation. How does the magnetic field collapsing, how do we get radiated, or how long does it take?
Well, according to Dr. Cruz, he says once that happens, it can take up to 3 months before someone is completely comatose and unconscious. So it's very rapidly, 3 months.
So you just get sick and you die.
Correct. That's exactly what he says.
And tell people who Dr. Cruz is. I looked him up, pretty prestigious.
So Dr. Cruz is a neuroscientist, a neurosurgeon, who's very well known.
Show B-roll, guys. We played a clip yesterday.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And he basically was angry because of Rockefeller Medicine taking over. And he was lied to when he went to med school. He learned that everything that he was taught was not the truth. And so he's a truth seeker and a very, very intelligent truth seeker. I don't say that about very many people who I encounter in life. And he really woke me up. If you can go to drcruz.com and look at his work, and he's not shy about it. He shares it with everyone. And this is what he wants to do. He's worried about his children. He's worried about humanity. But what do you do in the circumstances when you know this? And like I said,
why the globalists are all building bunkers and everything.
Correct, yeah. He said he couldn't sleep for 3 days prior to us coming there because he looked at the data and he says it's there in our face now. And he says the globalists and the elites have known this. And he says this is what they're planning for. They're planning to triage the entire globe. This is why they want to track you. This is why... all of this system was...
When did they first know the magnetic field was going to collapse?
Well, we've been tracking...
Since the 60s, they've been saying we got to kill everybody.
Yeah, well, we've been tracking this. And he says over the last 20 years...
Because, again, billions dying is going to be messy.
Correct. Over the last 20 years, the shift is equal to what the Earth has done in 160 million years. That's how rapid the change is right now.
And why is it happening?
He says that what the space is sending a different signal in, and that signal is somehow affecting Earth. But he says, because everything is an algorithm that works together, and something has changed.
Basically, the solar winds have changed.
Correct. Everything has changed, and it's affecting Earth. And it's just a natural transition. This is why he says this is now going to be a sixth extinction event. And Earth, this is not the first time this has happened on our planet. This is just another natural thing that is going to happen.
And if you've got billions of people running around starving to death, it's going to be wars and messy. They just want to get rid of us up front.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Matt Hazen, comments.
Yeah, for the people that can't... afford bunkers or to move to these safe zones or they're unaware, the most important thing, and their end game, is to be able to get out this internal system faster than it's coming in and disabling it. And that's what my part of it, that's my wheelhouse that I worked with Dr. Robert Young on to create this formula. He unfortunately was taken out by Big Pharma brutally. There was actually a really good documentary that a very popular documentarian, Mickey Willis, did on behalf of him just to try to help him. We actually have a video of that to show, a very short one. But he basically jumped on board with me when he was looking at this formula. He seen that it could get the graphene and synthetic silicon out of people's bodies. And we began the work on that before they now have him in prison. So it was a lot of emotion that's been going on.
Well, I saw this documentary now. So you didn't just learn this yourself, a scientist. For zeolites that are totally legal in sea salt.
Yeah, zeolites are an amazing binding substance. Natural zeolites, of course. Whatever size, depends on how deep it's going to go into the body, but it's going to do some good no matter what.
And yours are really little.
It's a lot different. Yeah, what we're talking about doing is dissolving microscopic or micrometer-sized, micronized zeolite down to the picometer size, which is even smaller than the nanometer size. And so now you take minerals, the healthiest, most popularly molecular ratio minerals, and you combine it with that zeolite. Now we're talking about something.
Well, it's crazy, though. They're injecting us with secret poison shots that grow all this stuff in us, and then zeolites that are totally legal. I forgot about that. This is insane. These people are out of control.
Yeah, they are. Clipsic, actually, the UK study on Masterpiece is actually a great visualization for everyone to understand what Matt's talking about.
Yeah. Well, let's play Clipsic. Here it is.
My name's Jesse Beltran. I'm the current president of an organization where our brand is Mind Nexus Live. I've been one of the leading investigators with the phenomenon called Havana Syndrome or anomalous health incidences. I have been covering this since 2010. I am currently a certified technical counter-surveillance measures expert. I have been the lead in doing what is called nonlinear junctions scanning on individuals. And this process started in the United States, initially starts with an RF detection, and then we verify it with a nonlinear junction, depending on our findings. And basically what we're finding is those who are symptomatic were lighting up at very specific focal areas around the human body and coming up positive for whatever reason for semiconductive or silicon-based materials in those areas. And that's what the nonlinear junction detector is designed to do. And we've recently started a study where we're testing non-symptomatic individuals here in the United Kingdom. They are also lighting up in those same areas as the symptomatic individuals. And that had not been the case prior to that jab. Prior to the jab, those who were non-symptomatic almost 100% of the time came up negative. They were coming up pretty much what I would expect a symptomatic person to come up positive. Very high, a lot of areas around the human body hitting at 100% where the nonlinear junction detection indicated there was silicon-based materials. They had been put on a test basis or a trial basis of Zeolite Z or the Masterpiece product. And quite frankly, I was really surprised coming here and doing the secondary exam on these individuals who participated in the testing. There was significant reduction in the areas that were lighting up.
So the results have been absolutely phenomenal and actually better than we could
ever. Stop right there because the show's almost over. I appreciate you guys staying over a day, but I want people to know there are ways to combat this. Anybody can know about zeolites in general. They draw toxins out, so it's a really smart thing. But people want to see all the rest of these videos in places. Where do they go to see that? Is it the same URL you gave me, getmasterpiece.com?
Yeah, you can go there.
The video's there? Okay, good, because I want to watch the rest of it. Closing comments, Matt?
Absolutely. So we have a war against the people all the way with Agenda 2030. So the keystone part of that is this internal biosystem, concentrating on getting this thing out of our bodies. That's what we did the silicon-based study for. That's what we did the graphene studies so that we knew what we were talking about. So, I just implore everybody to take care of themselves because it's going to take you being better, your family's being better, and being able to critically think and
Your own research. It's so important. Consult physicians about any issues you have. Jesse, we're out of time. 1 minute left. Closing comment.
Well, everyone, this is legal to do to you. Non-consensual experimentation is legal right now.
U.S. Code Title 30, Chapter 33, Subsection 1520, Air Paragraph B.
Yeah, and so we need your help out there. For those of you watching, the best thing you can do is speak up, use your voice. Support us at this URL, stop3024.com. We need you to sign that petition.
I wish we did more on this. We have to have you back. Say it again. Wish we had the URL. What is it?
Stop3024.com.
Stop2034.com.
Yeah, sign that petition so that we can repeal it and make this illegal to do. That is just the first hurdle. Then we got to go after the rule of law. But this is about your children, your grandchildren, and the future of your genealogy.
All right. Matt Hazen, Jesse Beltran, great job. Thanks for staying an extra day. We'll talk to you soon. Amazing. I was trying to spend my whole day bashing Trump for attacking me. It's not about me being attacked. It's about what's happening to him, who's around him, How do we try to get things back on track? We have to try. People want me to just give up on Trump. I'm totally mad at him, exposing him, and I'm getting a response. But now we want to get his ass to listen. Harrison Smith takes over now. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.